We are learning Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Beis and Beis, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. We had three pshatim and why a Sukkah can't be L'mayel Masev Amud. We have pshat, Rabba's pshat, that says L'mayel Yedu Dar Seichin Kim Sukkah Seshaft. You have to realize you're sitting in the Sukkah. The second pshat was Rab Zera's pshat, it says it's possible Sukkah Teal Etzel Yoimam, that a Sukkah is there for shade, and more than 20 Amos you're in the shade of the walls. And the third pshat was Rabba's pshat, that when it's more than 20 Amos, you need solid walls, you need a kavua. And Sukkah is supposed to be a temporary dwelling. So Gemara says, Kula Karabba Lemri, everyone doesn't say like Rabba, because they say, Ahi Adil Dersi, that Pasuk, Laman Yei Dersechin, Kibbe Sukkah Seshafti, he's talking about Dersi, saying you have to sit in Sukkah to remember the Chasadim of Hashem, that he put us in Anani HaKavod in the clouds, in the Midbar. That's what it means. That doesn't mean I do today that I have to know I'm sitting in a Sukkah. That's not what it means. That's why they don't like Rabba's Pshat. Kirab Zeru Nami Le Amri, they don't like Rab Zeru's Pshat, but Sukkah Til Etzel Yoimam. Why? Because Ahu L'Moyse Mashiach, that is, Pasuk's really not going on a Sukkah, it's going on L'Moyse Mashiach. Oh, what's Pshat on Rab Zeru? So Moro's going to say, what's Pshat on Rabba? What's Pshat on Rab Zeru? What? Right, Moro's going to say, what's Pshat on Rabba, how he answers that. But Moro's Rab Zeru, how he answers his thing. Rab Zeru, Imkin Leima Kra, V'chupa Til Etzel Yoimam. If he's only talking about Lost Lava, it should have said V'chupa Til Etzel Yoimam. That your canopy will be letzel. Why is this a sukkah, which is a lashon of our sukkahs? My sukkah, the sukkah to letzel yom. So I'm not tired that he teaches both halachas. Now, why could Rava? Why aren't like Rava's pshat? Why aren't everyone like Rava's pshat that says that it has to be a temporary dwelling? That's why it can't be more than 20 amos high. Could Rava nami la amri mishum kusha abayi? Because abayi is kasha of that he says elamata walls out of metal should not work. So that kasha, that's why they don't like the pshat. We know Rava has a teretz to it, but. There, he doesn't. There, some people didn't like the terrace. Therefore, the as kasha da abaya, they don't like Rava's pshat. Everyone likes their own. Everyone likes their own pshat because they don't like the other ones. But that kulu, they don't say like that. They like their own. You want how we paskin? We like Rava's pshat. We like Rava's pshat. So to Gemara, then halach we pass like Rava. But let's see. Let's see Gemara vayta. Kaman ozlo hoda amar Rav Yeshua amar Rav. Who is the following member going according to? What does Rav Yeshua Rav say? Rav Yeshua Rav says, "Machloikis v'she'ein defonis megiyas eschach." The whole machloikis in our Mishnah between Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanon, if 20 amos high, over 20 amos is kosher or pasul, Tanakamal's pasul, Rav Yehuda's kosher, is only by defonis and not megiyas eschach. The walls don't reach all the way to the schach. But defonis megiyas eschach. But if the walls reach all the way up to the schach, I feel a mile mesvam mekshera. Even if it's above 20 amos, it's kosher l'kuli yama. That's what Rav Yeshua said. Now, who is it I like? If the problem is out Diris Kva, I don't care if the walls reach there, it makes a difference. It's Diris Kva, they'll have 20 amos high. If you learn the Vardas Letzel, also it doesn't make sense. It only makes sense like Rabba. Kaman Karabba, Domashim Blo Shaltabay, no. He says the reason is because you don't realize you're sitting in the Sukkah, you don't realize that the Schach is on top of you. But given the Tfanis Vegiris Schach, since the walls reach the Schach, Mistlot Shaltabay, no. Automatically, it makes your eyes lead up towards the Schach, and you realize the Schach. Therefore, if the Tfanis Vegiris Schach, it's good. So now Tosis has a kasha that we have two other Gemaras that say something above 20 amos is no good. A Mavui, and we said also, and in the Gemara Erev, also Mavui, the reason why is because you can't realize, it's too high to realize it. And also Ner Chanukah, it's also too high, you don't realize it. So both those places, the Chara, they also, the walls reach the top. Let's say that it's the walls, how else is the menorah sitting on? So it's sitting on something that the walls reach to the top. No. And then the Kaira also, it's on the one? It's sitting on the walls. Yes, look at the walls on the side. Yeah, the walls. Mary also is sitting there. So that ties is kasha. Second ties is to the top. Then we see ties inside. Ties says, "Well, domi l'ner chanukah v'kairas mavui lechosh hekel ma'al mesrim apishak kaira gabi kasalim." The kaira is sitting on top of a wall. The hasam kaira tefach loyshol ve'ena k'may besukah the rachatuva. So Taisus' answer is because the Kaira is only a tefach wide, and it has to be wider than that in order to realize it. Like I said, and so Maizu's tiny doesn't say about Ner Chanukah. So Chara passes to go back in Ner Chanukah also. It's very small, and therefore you don't have in Lashal Be'ena. Zok to Gemara Vayta. So that's the first man the Amar Rav Yeshua sounds like he's going according to Rabba. There's another man the Amar here that says a member a qualification, and we'll see who that goes according to. Kaman Oslo. Who is Rav Huna Amar Rav going like? Rav Huna Rav says like this, Machloikis Rav Yehuda and the Rabban and the Mishnah, if a sukkah above 20 amos is kosher or not, the whole Machloikis, the whole Machloikis is when you don't have 4 by 4 amos. But if the sukkah is more than 4 amos by 4 amos, a filo mile mesvamak sheril kuli amos cost you even above 20 amos. So who's that like? So if Rabba, you still don't see the schach. I don't care how big it is, you don't see the schach. And according to Rav, also the structure has to be strong. So it's going to the middle of the yama. Kaman karab zeru dam shum tselu. It's because of tzel. Even the revicha you could sell sukkah since it's wider. So then you have the shade of the sukkah. So Tosis asks, okay, that's very nice when it's 20 amos high and it's more than 4 amos. But let's say now it's 28 amos high or 40 amos high. So then 4 amos shouldn't help. That's his kash. So Tosis says, first teretz is, he says, that it's proportionally. It goes proportionally. If more than 4 amos would be more than 20, but it goes proportionally. Let's say more than 4 amos goes up by 1. Now you have to figure it out. It's proportion. It's 4 to 20. That's the cheshbon. That's one teretz Tosis. Tosis second teretz is has shaychas to Yuma. Tosis second teretz is that kimlu l'rabbanon afil v'goyva elef ama, more than 4 amos you get sale of the schach. He says, how can you say such a thing? He says the same thing about Oig Melech HaBashon when he said one little Kesevas Hagasa is that Oig Melech HaBashon will become full just like a satiated, just like a regular person. Aye, it doesn't make sense. Kimlu Chazal, they knew this. Same thing over here. Kimlu Chazal, more than 4 amos wide, you have Tzel Sukkah. That's Tosis' second shot. Zog to Gemara Vayit, the third member, what? 4 amos around 8 feet by 8 feet, yes. Small, smallish, yeah.
Pretty much, most of
it is, you're
saying,
could
be
20 feet, that's Mandiyama, but we've passed like Rabu, we said. Kaman Oslo, very good time. That's what it's not to be like Rav. If it's like Rav, that anything more than 20 amos is a problem, kva, and therefore it's not good. Kaman Oslo, Hodom Rav Chana by Rav Omer Rav, Machloikis, which is in the Machzakas, like the Rosh Shevi Ruba and Shachana. The whole Machloikis is only when it's smaller or the size of Rosh Shevi Ruba and Shachana, which is around 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim, much smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos. This man, the Yama, says that the whole machlekes is when it's a very small sukkah, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Aval machzekes yosef the rishon ruba shulchana. If it's more than that, it could fit a person, his head and most of his body and his table. Then I feel a ma'ilam es ma'ama. It's kosher. If it's bigger than that, it's kosher. So Gemara says, who's that like? Command like a chat, because it can't be rabba because you can't see the schach. It can't be rava because anything more than 20 amos is very strong, and it can't be the middle man either because the middle man said until 4 amos. Because you're not going to say Machlokes Matzias. The first Ma'alim is until 4 Amos, you're not in Sale Sukkah. So he must be a whole different pshat in the psul of 20 Amos. Now in Rashi's Mavoyer, he doesn't know what this Ma'alim holds, what exactly is the psul of more than 20 Amos. That's what Rashi says. But Tosfos Derev Maskel Kaman says that the few Rav Chanan by Rava, the psul of more than 20 Amos is, because it looks like a lul shatana golem, looks like a chicken coop. It's very narrow and tall, looks like a chicken coop, and that's a psul in a sukkah. But if it's more than the Rosh of a Rubai, says then it doesn't look like a chicken coop already, it can be hard in 20 Amos. That's what Rashi learns, the few Rav Chanan. So, Zog to Gemara Vayta. Bishlam of Rabbi Yeshua says that all, you know, the bottom line is, do the walls reach the schach? That's what makes it kosher or not. So Rabbi Yeshua is not talking about the size of the sukkah itself, the square footage of the floor plan of the sukkah. He just talks about if the walls reach the schach. So Bishlam of Rabbi Yeshua, Pliga the Huna Rav Chana Barava, the Inu Kayav Shira Mashcha, both Rav Huna and Rav Chana give a shir in the size, the floor space of the sukkah. Doesn't give any shear, any size for the sukkah. But what's the machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chanan? The Gemara in the Havmin now thinks that Rav Huna Rav Chanan came up with their shiurim because they held that was the minimum shear for sukkah. El Rav Huna Rav Chanan bar Rava, name of a hechsher sukkah. Maybe they're arguing what's the minimum size for a sukkah. The Marsav a hechsher sukkah bar Amos. One man the Amma holds that the sukkah has to be a minimum of 4 Amos, and therefore he says that's where the machlekes is, Rabbi Huda Rabbanon. Well, Marsav, and therefore he explains because one of 4 Amos, everyone agrees it's good because it's in the shade of the schach. Well, Marsav a hechsher sukkah, machazakat roisha ruva shulchanai. The hechsher sukkah is by something that's machzik roishay v'rubay v'shulchanay, that's already a kosher sukkah, and therefore the machlokes must be there, and pshat must be like a chicken coop. That must be the machlokes. The one thinks that what the starting point was, this, what's the kosher size of a sukkah? So maybe that's the machlokes. No, It's not machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chanan. It's not the machlekes. You know what machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chanan is? The Kuli Alma, the machlekes really is what the pshat in psul of Mamalim Esram is. Just loy the Kuli Alma hechsh sukkah roish ruv shachana. Everyone agrees that the starting point is a sukkah's kasha roish ruv shachana. This is the machlekes. Mar sava machzekes roish ruv shachana pligi. That the whole machlekes is only by a small size, a sukkah 7 tachim by 7 tachim. Aba Yoser, Meroyz Ruv Shachanai, Barav Chanan holds that it's more than Roiz Ruv Shachanai, Divya Kal Ksheira. It's Pashat, it's Kasher. Like Tosis explains, because there it's not a chicken coop anymore. So there it's Kasher. Well, Masa, all the man knows, no. Meroyz Ruv Shachanai Adal Amis Pligi. From the Kasher size of a sukkah until the size of 4 Amis, that's the machlekes, because the machlekes is, do you have his din, do you have to be B'tzeil sukkah? And when it's higher than 20 amas, you're not in the shade of a sukkah as long as it's smaller than 4 amas. Aviyos dal amas, divya kol ksheira, because it's bigger than 4 amas, therefore you are in the shade of a sukkah, and therefore it's kosher. Everyone holds that a sukkah is kosher, 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, it's kosher. The reason why they're saying that when it's more, it's kosher, let's say, Rav Chanan, when it's more than 7 tvachim, it's kosher, is because he had a different pshat in the psul, the ma'al mesra amma. He held, for example, the psul of Ma'alas Mamma was Lul Shatana Gaelim. So he said, more than 7 tachim by 7 tachim is kosher because it's not a Lul Shatana Gaelim. Mashiach Yalim Adiyama held that 7 tachim is a kosher sukkah, but he held that from 7 into 4 amis is you can't realize you're in the shade, and the machlaikis is, do you have to know that you're in the shade of the sukkah? Rabbanu hold you have to know you're in the shade of the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to be in the shade of the sukkah. But more than 4 amis says you're always in the shade of the sail. You're always in the shade of the schach, and therefore it's kosher. That is, al yoyis v'dal amis devar kol ksher, because you're always in the shade of the schach. Meisveis. Now we have another kasha on the different amount of the umrim here. Of what's the psul of the Ma'alim Esram Amma? We have 3 pshatim, Rav Zeira, Rabba, and Rava. Which pshat is the main pshat? The Gemara here is going to try to be machriya, which pshat is the good pshat? Meisvei, sukkah shigrei l'Ma'alim Esram Amma, psula. This is the Brisa, it's the same thing like our Mishnah. A sukkah that's the Ma'alim Esram Amma is pasul. Rav Yehuda Mach, so it's kasher. Arabam Chim Esram Amma, until 40, 50 amas high. It's lavda 40, 50, even more taller. So Rav Yehuda tries to bring a raya to his shita. He brings a raya from a story. Oh, Rav Yehuda, Ma'aseh Hilni Amalka. There's a story with Hilni Amalka, that's the mother of Mumbaz HaMelech. We had this in the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma, in the end of the 3rd parak. Rav Yehuda, Ma'aseh Hilni Amalka, Balud, Shahis Sukkosik, Vayim Ma'aseh Amas. She had a sukkah that was taller than 20 amas. But his kainim, there's a kainim, the chazal, the tzaddikim, the Tamid Chom of Adar, used to go visit her. I didn't tell her a thing. So you see, it must be that a sukkah is 20 amas high as kosher. So Racham said back to Rav Yehuda, "What? That's a raya." Omer loy misham raya isha haisa. She was a lady. Uptur ben a sukkah. A lady's pot in a sukkah. It's a mitzvah that says she has man grama. A lady's pot in a sukkah. So what's the raya that it's kosher? It was pasul taka. Oh, she was in there. She's a lady. Omer lahem. So Rav Yehuda said back, "No. Valoy shiva banim hayula. She had 7 sons with her." Va'oid, and also kol maaseh lo asa al picham. Everything she did, she always asked shilas and zid al picham. So Mar's explain what's the taina back here. Lama lo misli va'oid kol maaseh lo asa al picham. Why do you have to add that on? That everything she does is al picham. Hach kamalu. This is what Rabbi Yehuda was telling the rabbanim. Kitaymru, you'll tell me maybe. Oh, the banim is also not a raya. Why? Kitaymru banim ketanim are you? And if ketanim turim masuka and ketanim are part of masuka, then achayev. So Rav Yehuda says no. Kim the shiva have. This is the 7. The efshalay have a uchad. It's impossible that one of them wasn't old enough. Shein etzarach liimah doesn't need a mother anymore. And a child doesn't need his mother anymore. Is called a giyah lechinuch. And once the giyah lechinuch, he's chayev in suka. So the raya of Rav Yehuda was that the kid was sitting in there. What? It's in the actions text. The shear of the shear is around 6, 7. What?
The queen, she has only taken care.
No. She the age. She has 7 children. Impossible. One of the children not 6 years old. If you have 7 children, you can't simply say only 6. Right? It's not mistabra. That was the case that she had a few sets of triplets. It was not mistabra. So it's EF that one of the children shouldn't be she ain't sarach leibay. V'chid taimru. So you can tell me your bottom will say. Katan she'ain tzarach li'ma medrabanan. It's only medrabanan. It's only a chiyav chinuch. Ehud, the mechayev. Even your own language is kacha. Maybe she doesn't care about chiyav chinuch. She doesn't care about medrabanan. Tashema, that's why we added on. Va'oid, kol ma'aseh la'asa v'chamish. She did everything she asked the Shaila. So therefore, if the children were sitting here, it must be a kosher sukkah. It must be a kosher sukkah. So that's, who says, look, Saraya, they didn't say anything. They let him say, she's potter? No, the children were sitting there. So now, adkan habraisa. So more is like this. Let's try to, we're talking about here now a sukkah, which is machlekes Yehuda Rabbanon. Hilmi amalka sukkah was machlekes Yehuda Rabbanon, if it's kosher or not. So let's work this out. Bishlama, so we said, let's say, first of all, Rav Yeshia said that the machlekes is the fun is not Megiyas Aschach. But if it's Megiyas Aschach, it's Kuli Alma, it's kosher. So we must be talking about a sukkah here where the walls don't reach Aschach. So it's Bishlama, the Alma, Shein, the fun is Megiyas Aschach, machlekes. So therefore, it makes sense why Darka Shemalka, it's the derech of a queen, Leisha B'sukkah, she ain't defines B'yos Yitzchak. It's very normal for a queen to sit in a sukkah where the walls do not reach the schach. Why? Because it's good to have air coming in. They don't have windows. Mishum Avira, it's good to have a little air coming in. You don't want it straight up, it'll be too enclosed. So therefore, it makes sense they had time at the sukkah, and therefore that's the machlekes. So Lefi Rabba that says that Lefi Rabba and Rav Yeshia, Rav Yeshia's Pshat, there makes sense. Elul mandi amar besukkah ketana machlekes, but if you say that the whole machlekes is in a small sukkah, and bigger than 4 amas is a kuli amma, so you're telling me it has to be, it's 4 amas or less the sukkah. Or if you're Rav Chanan, it's 7 tefachim or less. How is that possible? I want them a sukkah ketana machlekes. Chidarka shel malka leisha v'sukkah ketana. Does a queen with her 7 children sit in a tiny sukkah? So Gemara says, yeah, I'll tell you how it's possible. On Rav Avadol, this sukkah asuyah ketanias ketanias. This sukkah had like little compartments in the sukkah, and each one was like its own sukkah. And therefore, when handling that compartment, is a kosher or not? It's smaller 4 amas and it's higher than 20 amas. That's the machlekes. Does a malka sit in a sukkah made in little compartments? Oh, Rav Asher, yeah. There were ketanias, and there was a big part also. Rabbanon Sabri, Rabbanon held, but now Basukam Ali Habiyaskeh. Rabbanon held that the children sat in the big sukkah, and they were the one who were chayiv. And she said, Yosef Ketanias, she sat in the little compartment, Shem Tznusa, because of Tznias is covered, the queen sits in her own little compartment, she doesn't sit with the oilam. Umishim Hachi, Le'arim Le'adavah, that's what Rabban said. It was more than 20 amas, you're right. But more than 20 amas is not a problem in the big part. I had a small part, the little compartment, she was an Isha. Rabbi Yudah Savar, Banea Gabav Yosef. He says, no, the children were sitting there. Vafilo Hachi, Le'arim Le'adavah. And still, Chazal didn't say anything to her. So you see, more than 20 amas is kosher. So now, what are we saying? That in this little compartment, the 7 children sat. So Rashi says, Bishlom, if you hold like the Madiyama who says 4 amas, Huna Amarav, that makes sense, that 4 amas, you can fit a lady and 7 children. But according to Rav Chanon, it's still Shver. In her compartment, there's only 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. How do you fit a mother with 7 children?
Well, you just said that the child, you said he absolutely the one. So that guy.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a very good Shaila. That's a very good Shaila.
Yeah, so it's a good Shaila, but the Rehuda said
that all 7 children were sitting with him. Once you say it wasn't all 7 children, so maybe the one who needed a thing was the big one. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi Elamai Rav Chanon is logged up, and it's for sure only for Rav Huna this teretz. But the Tav Taisa says no, it could be even for Rav Chanon, because Tav Taisa says if you have 7 tefachim, a little less than 7 tefachim, let's say 6 tefachim by 100 amos. That's still called a small sukkah. It has to be 7 by 7. So Gubi was like 6.5 tefachim by 100 amos. So you fit everyone in a straight little row, you can fit 7 people. That's Tosfos Teretz to that kasha. Tav Tosfos Akaponim. The Gemara was saying that the brisa sounds a little better lefi Rav Yeshia, which goes with Rabba's pshat. But Lamaisa it stems even for Rav Huna, which is going with the pshat of Tzel Akaponim. So we still didn't establish who's the halacha like of how big the sukkah is. We'll see on tomorrow's daf how big the sukkah has to be.